The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I am surrounded by cheese. The reason I'm surrounded by cheese is apparently French young people are walking away. They're leaving behind their traditional commitment to smelly cheeses. They apparently no longer want them. With me is two people who can make a strong argument as to why they're wrong. I have Grán Nuaille from the Traditional Cheese Company and Aisling Flanagan from Velvet Cloud in Mayo, both of whom are in and around Bloom over the couple of days showing off their wares. And the wares are very impressive. You have what, Grán?
I have here today, I have Cashel Blue. I'm from County Tipperary. I have some Gubeen from County Cork. Killeen from Galway. Coolini, Camembert from Tipperary, and I have some vintage cheddar from County Cork, and also Knockanore cheddar, farmhouse cheddar, mature cheddar. I also have their smoked, it's a naturally smoked cheddar from County Waterford, and also I have a roasted onion and caraway flavoured cheddar. Eamon Lonergan and his son Edward is with the business Next Generation. It's lovely to see moving into the business.
Roasted onion and caraway
and
in
caraway,
a cheese.
Caraway, absolutely.
I like that you've reached for the knife. Is there a fancy term for the cheese knife, or is it just cheese knife?
It's a cheese knife.
Thank you so much, Seth.
And it's lovely because it's a lovely umami from the lovely onion, and then the licorice coming through. It's really balanced well.
So that's you said something about washed rind. What is a washed rind?
A washed rind cheese. This is a Gubeen cheese, and you can see from the rind of the cheese when the cheese is produced, it's actually washed and in wine. This particular one would be in a white wine. And
literally washed.
Literally washed, and the brining process and the maturing process. It's washed and it will develop this lovely, the rind. Sometimes you hear the French talking about their pungent cheeses. Well, this can be one such cheese where it can be. But when you under the rind, the paste is absolutely delicious.
What is this again that I'm trying?
Gubeen from West Cork. And it's produced by the Ferguson family in Skull in West Cork.
Oh, congratulations to Ferguson's. Oh, there's a lot to be said for that. Now, you have a wide range of different cheeses.
I do indeed.
Aisling has cheese derived entirely from sheep. Why?
That's correct. I am from a farm in County Mayo, at the Velvet Cloud Farm, and we produce our own cheeses on the farm. We milk sheep and we produce a semi-hard cheese and a soft cheese. And we actually started the business producing our yogurt, Velvet Cloud yogurt. So this one, Anton, is our famous Rockfield.
So much cheese.
He's good for you.
Forgive me for asking the ultimate city boy question, but how do you milk a sheep?
It's not a silly boy question. We actually have it written on our pot of yogurt. Exactly the same as a cow, except a sheep has two teat. So our sheep are a special breed of milking sheep. They have big udders. And if we're late on a Sunday morning because we want a bit of a lion, exactly like the cows, they're waiting at the gate to be milked. Very placid. There's a parlour and there's clusters and exactly the same, except obviously it's smaller because sheep are smaller than
cows. What sort of amount of milk do you get from your average sheep?
You get about 2 litres per day from a sheep, whereas compared to 18 from a cow, it's a completely different...
You get 18 litres of milk from a cow?
Well, on average, it depends on breeds, etc. But yeah, it's a completely different... sheep's milk is much richer. It's higher in protein and calcium. So it's much higher kind of value milk and better for you in terms of its protein content.
So this one that you give me, what style of cheese? What do you call it?
We actually looked around and there's some fabulous, as you've just seen, fabulous Irish farmhouse cheeses in the country. So when we decided we were going to make cheese, we looked around to see what there was not. And we based our Rockfield cheese off a French Pyrenees style. It's called Osere Orate. But it's obviously very different now. What you're tasting there is very different because it's grass-fed.
It's delicious.
Thank you.
And it's lovely and sharp as well.
Thank you.
Oh, it's awesome. How did you get your eye in? Because were you a cheesemaker by trade?
Not at all. No, myself and my husband, it's our business. We were working and living in Italy and then we moved to France. And we noticed that there was loads of sheep's dairy products in those countries. And we were both interested. We met studying agricultural science in college and Michael grew up on the farm that we're on now. And we just wondered why, with about 7 million sheep in Ireland, nobody was milking them. So we came back and we did some research and we noticed there was an increased demand for dairy-free products. But again, we knew the goodness of dairy and we kind of wondered, well, why are people moving away to the plant-based and all these processed products with a high carbon footprint? So we said, maybe we'll make some yogurt from sheep's milk. And we looked around at the trends towards microbiome, trends towards avoiding dairy. And many, many people can eat sheep's milk because it has a different protein to cow's milk. So that's why we've been very lucky in growing
the business.
So if
you think you're lactose intolerant, you might just be intolerant to a specific cow protein.
Yeah, 80% of our customers come to us and they say, I'm dairy free or I'm lactose intolerant. They're actually not. They're sensitive to the inflammatory nature of the A1 protein. So they try this and they go away and they come back and say, that's gorgeous.
What are you seeing, Gráinne, in the sheep industry, or rather in the cheese industry in Ireland? Because we don't have, I don't think we have the sort of the tradition of cheese originally that they would have had in France. But we've sort of grown it in the last couple of decades, haven't we?
We most certainly have. If we go back to the late 70s when they started producing farmhouse cheese here in Ireland, and a lot of it started because of milk quota systems, and they had above quota, they'd milk surplus, started producing cheese on their own farms. And Gubeen would have been one of the first cheeses, along with Malines in West Cork. And what we're really lucky here in Ireland, because whilst people might complain about the weather, our weather is absolutely, it's what we need for our lush green pastures, which our cows have the best. They're out grazing,
and sheep
and goats too. And they're out grazing. They're out grazing most of the year. So with a result, we have some of the best milk in Europe. And if we're starting with the best ingredient, what we actually are ending up with is some of the best cheeses that you can
now,
have.
Now, this fella is, now, this lad is, it's so gooey it is beginning to drip on.
This is Coulini, which is a camembert. And that can stand up to any of the camemberts in France. We are producing really, really good cheese here in Ireland. And some of the, we've been lucky with our, Cosh is the association for the cheesemakers here. Cosh is the Irish for cheese. And they set up Cosh, which was to help all of the cheesemakers. You may think they're competitors, but they all work together to support one another, be it on technical, on
this true, Ashley. Making.
No, we are actually
great internecine conflict.
No, it's wonderful. You know, I've worked in lots of different industries in my time, and the Irish farmhouse cheesemaker. We all work together. We're friends, so that is a gorgeous. Brie de Mar, for example, created that cheese, and she's been so good to us as a much younger business, helping us get samples out to export markets. So we work together. We know that if we can grow the overall Irish farmhouse cheese business, it will benefit us all. So there's
That's
no kind of competitiveness
what
going on.
Cosh did. They set up. And with a result, looking at what the success of Cosh, the UK copied and set up the Specialist Cheesemakers Association. So now you can see from some of the cheese that we have here today that we can stand up to any of the products that are available across Europe. And of course, with Bord Bia and the sustainability programme of Origin Green, that too is working, and that's supporting. It's recognised right across the industry, right across the global markets that we're working in.
And lovely to see you at Bloom as well, because it is nice for people to be able to come by and have a sampler. And Bord Bia, of course, supporting an awful lot of food producers at Bloom, yourselves amongst them. Have you enjoyed the Bloom experience?
Oh, it's fantastic. As we were discussing this outside, it's really valuable in an intense 5 days to get your consumers giving you feedback every few minutes as they come to the stand. And just as valuable is the trade breakfast, where you get to meet your current clients, and then you get to hopefully do future business and discuss future business at that breakfast. It's invaluable.
Let's get the plugs in then. If people want to find Velvet Cloud, where do they get you?
They get us in select Super Values, select Tesco's, select Dunn Stores, all the Nourish health food shops. And now we have a new Clunbuch Irish farmhouse cow cheese in the Aldi artisan cheese box.
And likewise, the traditional cheese company?
Traditional cheese company. Our products are in all of the major retailers, very often under the retailers' brands. And also our products are right throughout the food service industry as well, where you'll see all of these wonderful products through menus too.
Gorgeous stuff. And if you want to find more, it is boardbeabloom.com is where you can find it. And thank you so much for bringing in so many samples. Greatly improved my morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.